Okay, moving along in the dinim, this Shabbos, obviously, tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So today was the last Micha Tachlin for a month. Tomorrow morning will be the last Tachlin for the month. Hopefully forever, if Mashiach comes, there's no more Tachlin. Now, the din is like this. 30 days before Pesach is already the atmosphere of Pesach. So it says, even when you do things within 30 days of Pesach, especially 2 weeks, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, 2 weeks, you try to be more careful when you, if your chametz around, you try to make sure you're much more careful with the preparations for Pesach. Now, it's an accepted minig, a very powerful minig in halacha, to give what's called moris chitim. Literally, moris chitim means money for wheat. Years ago, they used to collect money to buy wheat for people's matzahs and so on and so forth. And this was actually an obligation of tzedakah, which was a tax. In the shtetlach, the rabbonim, that were in charge of the spirituality of the city, they knew exactly how much each person made, and he would tax you according to your ability, how much you have to give moris chitim. So it's actually a halacha moris chitim. And even today, there's a Danish chunach. You have to make sure that people have money for Pesach. Literally, money for wheat. To buy wheat to make the matzah. They didn't have matzah bakeries like today. People used to make their own wheat, the flour, and they used to make their own matzahs. So then the din was that they had to get money for it to buy wheat.
Can you bake your own matzah, or you have to be a special person?
You don't have to be a special person, but if you don't know what you're doing, you can have chametz. The laws of matzah are very, very complicated. Generally speaking, I don't know if you ever went to a matzah bakery. From the time the flour and water mix, you have 18 minutes until the last batch is in the oven. Because that's how long the Gemara says it takes to become chametz. The amount of time it takes to walk a mill, which practically speaking in this regard is 18 minutes when you're machmed. So 18 minutes, you have to make sure, because that's when you mix the flour and the water. And then you need to knead the dough, and then you need to make holes in the matzah that the air should go through. It has to be in the oven. There's a lot of work with it to make sure that the matzah gets into the oven. And you also have to know, there's professional people that know how long the thing stays in the oven for. I mean, you can burn the matzah in a minute. It's very thin. You can burn the matzah, and you don't have matzah. You have burnt stuff. So, I mean, you have to know what you're doing, and the oven has to be kashered. Because it's mamish direct heat, like we learned. You need libun, gomud, you need to make it red hot. And it has to be kosher, it has to be done the proper way. The Rebbe also came out with a campaign, because the round shmura matzah is very, very important, like we learned in Chassidus, the makifim level, the surrounding level, the whole thing. So the Rebbe said everybody should make sure that their friends, relatives, have at least shmura matzah for the Seder. Handmade round shmura matzah they should have for the Seder, because it's very important. Okay, now, in the month of Nisan, we don't say Tachlin the whole month. Why don't we say Tachlin the whole month of Nisan? So it says in Shulchan Aruch like this. The first 12 days, they dedicated the Mishkan. Okay, so therefore they dedicated the Mishkan. Every day another Nasi brought a carbon. So that was their Yom Tov. The day they brought a carbon was their Yom Tov. The 13th day is either for Levi or the after day after the 12 days of the Korbanos. Yud Daled for Erev Pesach, everybody bought a carbon Pesach. There was the Yom Tov for them. Then you have 8 days of Pesach. Then you have the day after Pesach is called Isru Chag, which again you don't see Tachnun. So the majority of the month goes away without Tachnun. So therefore the Gemara says, Amalacha says, the whole month is no Tachnun. The same thing we really would like to Tishrei, but Tishrei we don't say Tachnun from Erev Yom Kippur until the end of Tishrei. But then, Seretz Yom Tshuva, we don't want to not say Tachnun. I mean, it's a time for Tshuva, so you do Tachnun. Okay, so there's no Tachnun, Leilam Natseach, you don't say Kelar Chapayim, you know, all that stuff. Now, you're not allowed to fast at all during the whole month of Nisan. There's two exceptions. The firstborn's at a Pesach. If they don't hear a siyum, you know, if they don't hear the ending of a tractate, or a chassan and a kala who get married in the month of Nisan, they fast. Even, which is interesting, Normally, if a chassan and kala get married on the Rosh Chodesh of any month, they don't fast. Because Rosh Chodesh is a very special day. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it says in Shulchan Aruch, chassan and kala fast. Even Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It's interesting. The whole month of Nissan, you're not allowed to fast. Rosh Chodesh, definitely you're not allowed to fast. But a chassan and kala fast. Why? Because on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, as we just read in Parsha Shmini, Nadav and Avihu died. Right? They brought this foreign fire. Nadav and Avihu died. What day is it? The Pasuk says, the obvious is it was Rosh Chodesh Nissan.
So,
Nadav and Avihu. Shnei B'nai Aaron. You ever hear of Aaron? A nice guy. Very fine gentleman.
My question is, why God, first of all, they killed them, and then they told them, you are not allowed to do this. You have to tell them before. Then they will not do it.
Good question.
Good question.
You'll ask it at the Seder. You make fifth question. Manishtana. You ask a fifth question. Okay, so why did it? Because Nadav and Avihu died, it says in the Lacha that became Taina Tzadikim. Tzadikim used to fast it. Today it's not done. But therefore, Chosin Kala fast Rosh Chodesh Nissan, even then. After Rosh Chodesh Nissan, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan onward, we say the Nasi every day. Like it's in the Siddur, you know, with the Hirotzin in the back. There's an interesting thing, Rebbe brings down Takan in the Hayyam Yem Rosh Chodesh Nissan. What you, they're like the first day of Yehuda. Second day was Yisachar. So what do you say in the Yehiratzen? That if I come from the Shevet Yehuda, it should be considered as if, you know, all that. If I come from the Shevet Yisachar, it should be considered this and this. But if you're a Kohen or a Levi, you don't come from Yehuda, you don't come from Shimon, you come from Levi. So what do you mean should be Iman Yavdechom and Shevet? So the Rebbe writes, in a Yom Yom Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that the Rebbe Rishab told his brother-in-law, the Moshe Lehonstein, and he says, for it is related to Ibur. What does Ibur mean? Gestation, various different Gilgulim, various different things. So this time you might be a Levi, but the previous time maybe you're from Yehuda. And there's different levels of the Neshama coming into the person. Okay, next. What's also very important is there's a bracha which applies to California more probably than most places. There's a bracha you say on trees. When trees begin blossoming, fruit trees. When fruit trees begin blossoming, there's a special bracha you make. What is the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem lakeru malcha elam shalichisir ba'ilam eklum, that God didn't make anything missing in the world. Ubara by b'riyas tevis, vilanas tevis, and God created good creatures and beautiful trees. The honest Brahmani Adam, that people should benefit from it. So the din is, when you see a fruit tree, not that the blossoms fell off, that's too late. That there's still blossoms on the tree, by the fruit, then you make a bracha this bracha. It's preferable to do it if there's two trees. To have two trees that you make the bracha over. But if not, even one tree, you make a bracha on it. What? No. The first time you see it.
So what if it's already out, you've seen it.
Okay, so there's an opinion in the Kseisa Shulchan that says you could do it other or ear also. The Mishnah says, Ayeti b'mei nissen. But he brings Paskim that hold that you could do it in other or in ear. See that?
Both, no.
No, you only do one time. But the Rebbe writes, the Rebbe clearly disagrees with that, and the Rebbe writes, when the Alter Rebbe says Nissen, he means Nissen, and if the Alter Rebbe wanted, you could do it in ear or other, he would write so, and therefore we only do it in Nissen.
So you wait and say the bracha Nissen.
That even if you see it, you wait until Nissen, and then you go to the fruit trees and say it. But
does it have to be a fruit tree?
Yes, fruit tree.
Not flowers?
No. The bracha is Ilanus Tavis, and the Ilan primarily is when it's a fruit tree. Because that's the ultimate purpose of the fruit. Okay, next. It's not the Shabbos, the following Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol literally means the big Shabbos. There's a lot of reasons in Halacha why that day is called Shabbos HaGadol. One reason, believe it or not, because rabbis make long speeches. That's there, says that there's a reason, but I don't know halacha, because the rabbis make long speeches. But what the Rebbe says, the reason is because a very big miracle happened on Shabbos HaGadol. What happened? On the 10th day of Nisan, which that year fell out on Shabbos, the Jews left Egypt, and the Yetzias Mitzrayim was Thursday. The original Pesach was Thursday. So the 10th of Nisan, Hashem said in Parshas Bay, Ba'asa l'chedesh hazeh, on the 10th month, day of this month, you should take the lamb, tie it to your bed. Yeah? Get ready for the Korban Pesach. What day of the year was that? Shabbos. They weren't given the mitzvah Shabbos yet. So on Shabbos, they took the animal, tied it to the bed. The Egyptians came and said to them, what are you guys doing? So the Jews answered that in 4 days from now, Hashem is going to kill all the firstborn Egyptians, and we're all going to go out of Mitzrayim. And this is already after 9 makis, after 9 plagues. So they saw that they mean business. So the Egyptians went to Paray, the firstborns, and they went to Paray to let the Jews out. They said no. So they started a civil war in Egypt. And that's what we say in Davening from Tillim, right before Baruch Shaman Shabbos, Lemake Mitzrayim Bivchoreihem. It doesn't say to smite the firstborn Egyptians. The Maki Mitzrayim to smite Egypt through the firstborns. Because the firstborns, they started killing each other. So because it was a big miracle, and that happened that year on Shabbos, so the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. Why didn't they establish it on the 10th of Nisan? All holidays go, but not by the day of the week. It all goes by the day of the month. So why is Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before, why don't we make it Yud Nisan? It's called Yom Gadol or whatever. So the Rebbe says, because 40 years later, on the 10th of Nisan, Miriam died. Meshe Rabbeinu's sister Miriam died, Yud Nisan. Aaron died, Rosh Chodesh Av. Meshe Rabbeinu died, Zayin Adar. But Miriam died as Yud Nisan. So the Chacham didn't want to establish a big miracle on the day of Miriam's death. So they made it, you know what? We're going to do it the Shabbos before. Shabbos before is called Shabbos HaGadol. Now, many people have a custom, I think everybody but Chabad, that you read a special Haftarah on Shabbos HaGadol. Chabad doesn't, unless if Shabbos is Erev Pesach. This doesn't happen too often. When Shabbos is Erev Pesach, then we read Va'orivah, the special Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol. Otherwise, we read the regular Shabbos Haftarah of that parsha of the week.
The Sfaradim doesn't do it.
Sfaradim don't do what?
They read the Haftarah Va'orivah, Shabbos HaGadol.
So?
But Ashkenaz no.
No, Ashkenaz do, except Chabad.
Except Chabad.
Chabad is the closest religion to Judaism. Now, just one more last thing before we go to Ma'ariv. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, there's 3 Sefer Torahs. One for Parshas Tazria, one for Rosh Chodesh, because it's Rosh Chodesh, and one for Parshas HaChodesh. So what do? You only can have 7 aliyahs. So it's interesting. In the first Sefer Torah, you read from Shishi. You don't make a Shvi. From Shishi, you read to the end of the Parsha. So you have 6 aliyahs in Tazria. Then, you take out the second Sefer Torah, and you read, like you do on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, for Rosh Chodesh. Then for the third Sefer Torah, then you read Parshas HaChodesh, and the Haftarah is the Haftarah Parshas HaChodesh, with the first and last pasuk of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
So you have 2
mafkas. No, there's 1 mafkas. Machat Shin is an amazing